As you heard in the bulletin earlier, a man has been sentenced to death in Lebanon after he was convicted for his part in the killing of Irish peacekeeper Private Sean Rooney, who was shot dead while serving in the region in December 2022. He's Mohammed Ayed, but he wasn't in court and remains at large. A number of other men were also convicted in relation to the shooting. Conor Gallagher is with us. He's Irish Times crime and security correspondent. Morning, Conor.
Good morning.
Remind us of the circumstances of how Sean Rooney was killed.
So Sean Rooney was a member of the UNIFIL peacekeeping force, and in December 2022, he and three other colleagues were part of a small convoy going from the Irish base in the south of Lebanon on a fairly routine trip to Lebanon airport, or Beirut airport in the north of the country. At some point, they were going through the village of Al-Aqaba, and this is in an area controlled by Hezbollah, when the vehicle they were travelling in had been driven by Private Rooney came under sustained attack. Evasive action was taken. The vehicle seems to have crashed. And during the course of this chaos, Private Rooney was shot dead. Another soldier, Trooper Shane Kearney, suffered severe injuries, and two other soldiers suffered more minor injuries.
So tell us about the sentencing and what you know about it at the military tribunal yesterday.
So this has obviously been going on for a long time. The case has been repeatedly adjourned, and indeed it wasn't believed that there would be any significant progress in the case until later in the year. So this sentencing took people by surprise to a certain extent, although the Irish delegation, including the ambassador to the area and other representatives, were present in the court when the military judges handed down their sentence. So six people were dealt with. One of those was acquitted. Three of them were fined 200 million Lebanese pounds. That's about, I think, about €2,000. Two other people were given a fine and a short prison sentence, 3 months and 1 month respectively. And the main culprit, this is a man, Mohammed Ayed, who admitted firing a weapon during the incident. He received the death penalty and a fine of 100 million Lebanese pounds, so about €1,000. That sentence was handed down by the military court in absentia. So Mohammed Ayed was released on bail in 2023 by the court for medical reasons, and medical documentation was handed up at the court. He subsequently failed to show up for later hearings. So he wasn't there when the sentence was handed down, and his whereabouts, I suppose, at the minute remains unknown. I believe the others, and it's not entirely clear, they had been dealt with in absentia, but there's some indications from local media that they've since presented themselves to authorities. Now, in terms of the death penalty, it's also a little bit unclear. Lebanon hasn't enforced the death penalty since 2024. There is an unofficial moratorium on it. The death penalty sentence, I believe, has a validity of 25 years. And the expectation is if and when Ayed hands himself in, that will be replaced with a lengthy prison sentence.
Conor, thank you. That's Conor Gallagher, Irish Times crime and security correspondent.